Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, we'll be talking with Julia Cameron, author of the best-selling book, The Artist's Way. Julia will be sharing some information from her most recent book, Safe Journey, Prayers and Comfort for Frightened Flyers and Other Anxious Souls, as well as her favorite practices from The Artist's Way. Julia will also be giving away 2 free copies of Safe Journey later in the show, so be sure to stay tuned for that. But first, I want to tell you, I am a year older than I was when I talked to you last week. Saturday was my birthday. And, you know, as we get older, birthdays don't quite mean as much as they did when we're younger. But it's nice to have that day that is just like your special day. And as much as I kind of go back and forth on how I feel about social media, it really felt good to have over 40 messages saying happy birthday to me on Facebook on Saturday. And so it is nice to be remembered by people, even if it is just a little line saying happy birthday. And my mom and I took a trip up to Victoria and spent a couple days there. I hadn't been up in several years. And so that was just a nice kind of low key way to say, well, you know, it's a little bit of a special time and not make a huge big deal about it. The other thing is that, as you all know who listen to my show, that I use Tarot daily in my life. And one of the things that I also use it for is to kind of get a handle on what's coming up for me in the coming year. And of course, I did that with it being my birthday. I also did it at the beginning of the calendar year, but I did it with it being my birthday. And tomorrow I'm going to share more about how you can use that too and how it works during the light bulb moment in tomorrow's show. So if you want to learn more about that, be sure and listen tomorrow. The other thing that happened for me a few days ago that I'm going to share with you later in the show was an experience that I had with a blue heron at the locks here in Seattle last week. And as many of you know, the blue heron has been my totem. It was actually the name of this radio show to begin with. And so the blue heron has special meaning to me, and I had a really neat experience that you're going to want to stay tuned to listen for and find out more about totem animals also later in the hour. And a few announcements. I will be on Dr. Pat's show next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, June 11th at 10 a.m., doing tarot readings for callers. So make sure and mark your calendar, because that's something you want to get in on live if you want to get a live reading. So next Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. A couple of other announcements. I've started a new feature a few weeks ago on Tuesday's weekly show where I'm doing 1-minute heal the world meditations. And these are either for world situations or for personal situations. And if you have a situation that you'd like me to do a meditation for on the show, you can send an email to Laura at thelauralongleyshow.com. I have a new Facebook page just for the show, The Laura Longley Show. You can find that on Facebook, where we talk about upcoming guests and have conversations with guests on the page. And I'd love for you to join the discussion, share your thoughts and ideas, and also who you would like to see as guests in the future on the show. I've also started a blog talk radio channel called The Laura Longley Show, surprise, surprise, and also a YouTube channel also called The Laura Longley Show. So there's all kinds of ways that you can tune in if you've missed a live episode and get caught up on what we're learning and what tools and practices are helpful for me and for my guests and for the rest of the listeners. Well, Julia has been patiently waiting as I've gone through all those announcements, so let me introduce her to you. Julia Cameron has been an active artist for more than three decades. She's the author of more than 30 books, including best-selling works on the creative process, The Artist's Way, Walking in This World, and Finding Water. Also a novelist, playwright, songwriter, and poet, she has multiple credits in the theater, film, and television. Let's welcome Julia Cameron to The Laura Longley Show. Hi, Julia.
Hi, Laura. Good to be here.
Well, I'm happy to have you here, too. And we were talking just before the show started. You are physically in Santa Fe, New Mexico, which I've never been there, but I have heard it's really beautiful.
Yes, it's beautiful.
So what is it that drew you to Santa Fe?
Well, I love the flora and fauna here. I love driving and seeing the mountains. I love the moonrise over the mountains. I have wild deer that come to my property and bunny rabbits and bobcats.
I love bobcats. I have two cats that are pixie bobs, which are a cross between a bobcat and a house cat. And bobcats are just so all cats to me. I love to see the felines. So Santa Fe does sound like a wonderful place. I have not been there, but I keep thinking that's someplace I need to go. So maybe this is going to encourage me to do that.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. So so let's start by talking a little bit about the new book, Safe Journey. And what, just so listeners know, the new book is about your fear of flying and what you did about it. And it's also can be used just to deal with anxiety in everyday life as well. And so can you share why you wrote this book? Why did you feel called to write it?
Well, I moved to Santa Fe 2.5 years ago, but I kept my teaching commitments in New York, which meant I had to get on an airplane and fly to New York at least once a month.
Wow, that's a lot.
And I found that I was just frightened that long before the day of the flight, I would start to get nervous. And I mentioned this to my publisher, just sort of complaining, you know, I'm scared and I have these commitments and I have to go. And he said, "Why don't you write a book about fear of flying?" And I said, "Oh, no, I couldn't." I'm embarrassed. No modern woman should be afraid to fly. A woman should be able to be serene and to turn it over to the higher power and just be able to hop on a plane and fly. It's safer riding in a plane than it is driving a car. He said, "I want you to write the book."
And so did you find that writing the book helped you with your process of getting over the fear?
Yes, absolutely. By the time I finished writing the book, I was hopping on airplanes and flying to Tel Aviv.
Wow. Well, you know, I mean, I'm a big believer in if we try, you know, if we have a fear and we keep it in the closet and we do everything we can, we blockade the closet door with chairs and boxes and whatever, that it just gets louder and louder. And it's only when we open the door and really look at it that we can start to let it go.
I agree with you. When I started writing the book, I was very closeted. I wouldn't talk to people about my fear. I would just grin and grimly go about flying. And when I started writing about it, I began to realize that it was something that I could ask for help with. And so I began to ask my friends, what do you do about fear of flying? What do you do about fear in general? And I had two friends who are pivotal. They're both in the book. An actress named Jane Cecil, who told me, we always have a choice between fear and faith. Pick one.
I like that. I like that.
And then my friend Gerard Hackett, who told me, put off your fear. Postpone it. Tell yourself, I'll be worried about that tomorrow.
And that really resonated with me when I was reading the book, because you don't know my background, but I've been a psychotherapist, and it really relates to some of the ways that we help people deal with fears in general, is to choose to say, okay, well, I can think about that later if I want to, but I don't have to think about it now. And I know what you found, at least from reading the book, what I think you found is that as you continued to postpone it, you could postpone it longer and longer to where then you just didn't have it at all.
That seems to be what happened.
Yeah, that's so exciting. And I mean, to me, it's so great a word of hope for people that have fear about anything, right? That there is kind of a simple way that if you just practice that, then it will maybe not go away, but at least diminish the amount of time that you're spending being fearful.
Yes, exactly.
Well, it's time for us to take a break now. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll give away the first copy of Julia's book, Safe Journey, Prayers and Comfort for Frightened Flyers and Other Anxious Souls. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Vladimir Gerasichev, the creator of the Keep Your Word Project. When we talk about making improvements in our life, we tend to think we have to change something, and as a result, we sometimes feel stuck. The first rule of Keep Your Word is that it's not about change. First, change automatically focuses on past behavior, and you cannot change the past. Second, you don't want just to throw out everything you already have. Think of it this way. You have what you have in life thanks to who you are. At the same time, you don't have in your life what you don't have also because of who you are. So stop focusing on changing yourself. Focus on creating something new. It gives you the opportunity to declare a promise and to create new results by keeping your word. Go to my website at keepyourword.com or download my free iPhone app to help you start creating something new today. Keeping your word every day can change your life forever.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
We're back on The Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Julia Cameron, author of The Artist's Way and Safe Journey, Prayers and Comfort for Frightened Flyers and Other Anxious Souls. And before we talk more, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact Julia as well as where to get her books. So, Julia, can you give your contact info for listeners, like website, however it is that you like people to find you?
They should go to juliacameronlive.com.
Okay.
And that will tell them everything.
Great. So they can buy books from there and everything.
Buy books, online course.
Oh.
Lots of things.
So the online course, is that The Artist's Way?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I need to check that out. I better go check that out when we get off the show. And now we're going to give away a free copy of Julia's book, Safe Journey. So if you would like a copy of Julia's book, you can call now at 800-930-2819. That's the first caller at 800-930-2819 will get a copy of Julia's book sent to you in the mail. So coming back to the book, Julia, in your subtitle is Prayers and Comfort, and I want to talk a minute about prayers and what does the word prayer mean for you? How do you use it in the book? Because I think different people have different ideas about what that is.
Well, I think essentially prayer is communication, and I believe that we can communicate directly by saying prayers to a higher power that has our best interests at heart. So the prayers in the book are pretty simple and pretty specific. Dear God, please hear our prayer. Please honor our request for safety.
Right, right. And it can just be thought of as, because you said communication, and I like to think of it as a conversation as well, where not only are we asking, making requests, but also it can be that we're expressing gratitude, right? Because that's part of what you have in your prayers in the book as well, is thank you for, you know, honoring this or listening to it.
Yes. I find that when we count our blessings multiply.
Absolutely true. I do. I've done gratitude in a variety of ways over the years. And right now what I'm doing is just kind of at bedtime, as I'm laying in bed before I go to sleep, I say all the things that I'm thankful for or grateful for. And, you know, so that's kind of a version of a bedtime prayer. And it does let me go to sleep with the things that are right in my life foremost in my mind.
Well, I have a new tool, which is a deck of cards that are called gratitude cards.
Oh, yeah.
And I love them. And I use them myself.
Whose are they? Whose are the gratitude cards?
They're Tarcher Putnam.
Okay. Yeah, I love gratitude in general. A few years ago, I did a happiness coaching certification course, and since then I've taught happiness, and I think by far the easiest thing to do that gets the biggest bang for our buck in terms of making us be happier is to be grateful for what we already have.
Yes, because then that starts you focusing on abundance, and we all have lives that are much more abundant than we realize.
Absolutely. Yeah. We get so caught up sometimes in what's missing that we forget everything we already have.
Exactly.
Right. So coming back to the prayer aspect of it, I thought that it was really interesting because the way the book is written, so people who have not read the book yet, and by the way, if you want to get the book, you can call it 800-930-2819 to the first caller. I'm not sure if anyone's gotten it yet, but you can try 800-930-2819. But the way the book is written is Julia, you're basically relaying what's happened in your life as you've gone through a couple of flights, plane flights, getting ready for it and then actually experiencing it. And what I thought was amazing was that on that first flight that you talk about in the book, your seatmate started asking you about what you were doing when you closed your eyes. So you were on the spot to tell her that you were praying. And how did that feel? Did it feel uncomfortable or did it feel like it was something that you wanted to share?
Well, I think, again, you come down to this question of, am I modern? And prayer is an ancient technique. When you pray, you're invoking the help of a higher power, which means different things to different people.
Right.
And so it's a choice. When they say, what are you doing? You can either say, oh, I'm praying, which is the answer, or you can say, oh, nothing.
Right.
And if you say, oh, nothing, you're kind of locked into your fear.
Right. But it does make you vulnerable to say what, you know, I'm praying, because this is someone that you don't even know. And you're saying, this is who I am. And so I think it's an act of courage to even have said, well, I'm praying. And in that courage, look at the, by extension, the courage you gave that other person.
Well, I think when one person admits to a vulnerability and to seeking spiritual help, that it causes the other person to be more open-minded.
Right, because you are expressing your vulnerability. And I think that that allows other people to feel safer to do it themselves.
Well, you know, it turns out you have a choice between prayer and alcohol.
Right, right. So say a little bit about that, because that's in the book.
Well, one of the things that people do to get over their fear of flying is medicated with a few stiff drinks.
Right.
I know I have been on planes where we have been stuck on the runway waiting, and they serve alcohol to try and cheer you up.
Right.
And make the time go faster. And I've seen whole cabins full of people begin to become drunk and, quote, carefree.
And we know from things that we see in the news sometimes that doesn't always end well.
No. And I did not go see that movie, Flight.
No, I didn't either.
I thought, I'm just getting over my fear of flying. I don't need to go see a realistic airline disaster.
Right. But you're in the book, your two seatmates on that first flight are both drinking because they're afraid of flying also.
Yes, and I had a cab driver tell me, who frequently picks people up from the airport, that he thinks one out of three people is afraid of flying.
That wouldn't surprise me. You know, I am not afraid of flying per se, but I am claustrophobic. And as I've gotten older, I've gotten much more claustrophobic. And so that translates to the fear of flying in that I'm trapped inside a plane.
Right.
So then I guess I become one of those statistics of how many people are afraid of flying also.
Well, and I think if you are flying on one of the smaller jets, mm-hmm. The claustrophobia factor gets much higher.
Yeah, you know, one time I was actually I had been to Las Vegas with some friends for my 50th birthday, and we were coming back, and I had a window seat, which you shouldn't do if you're claustrophobic either. And so I was feeling, we were still loading, but I was sitting down and I was feeling anxious about, you know, that I was stuck in this window seat. And so I lifted up the window shade because the window shade had been down, because I thought, okay, then I can see outside. Well, it was one of those McDonnell Douglas planes that has the engine on the body of the plane. And so the engine was right outside the window, so I couldn't even look outside the window.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I really felt trapped. So deep breathing helps a lot, because what else can you do?
Right, and then the prayer.
Yes.
Of, please keep me safe.
Yeah.
You know, please give me comfort.
I wasn't at that place in my life yet, but now definitely I would do that. And it does get answered. I mean, that's what you talk about in your book, that it's almost like just by the act of doing the prayer, you feel safer.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that in the book, too, you also have times where you feel like you hear a response from God or whatever you want to call your higher power.
Yes, where you feel sometimes it's a very gentle response,
mm-hmm.
And it's directed to you with a comforting endearment.
Right.
I frequently hear, little one.
Right. And then it makes you feel almost like it's a parental, you know, someone who's there to keep you safe.
Right.
Yeah. Well, once again, it is time for us to take a break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll give away another copy of Julia's book, Safe Journey. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Michael Shane is returning to the Triway Grange in Mill Creek on Saturday, June 8th at 6:30 p.m. Come spend an evening with the masters from Shambhala and experience their blissful divinity and unconditional love. Everyone will have an opportunity to ask Spirit a question. And after a short education forum on the amazing healing powers of oils, Michael and the masters will dazzle you as they attempt to bring through an exceptional rare gift, a sacred oil to assist with opening oneself to their divinity and healing. If you would like more information, please call the Ascension Foundation at 800-508-6437 or visit their website at michaelshane.com. That's michaelshane.com.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping Your Word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years' experience. Visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app. Keeping Your Word, changing your life forever.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Julia Cameron, author of The Artist's Way and Safe Journey, Prayers and Comfort for Frightened Flyers and Other Anxious Souls. And before we talk more, we're going to give away another copy of Safe Journey, and I'm going to try something a little bit different this time. So instead of the first caller, this book is going to go to the first person who likes my Facebook page after this announcement. So it's like 11:35 Pacific time. So my Facebook page, if you go to Facebook and you just search for The Laura Longley Show, you'll find it. First person to like it after this announcement, you'll get a free copy of Julia's book. So Julia, I want to talk a little bit about The Artist's Way as well, because that is, I mean, you've written 30 books, but that is kind of the one that you are best known for, and that is very well known. And so I'd like to ask you about what you feel, well, first of all, say just briefly what The Artist's Way is about for people who don't know it.
Okay, it's a toolkit. A support kit for creativity, and it unlocks creativity when we have felt stymied and stuck. The Artist's Way is a bridge into greater creativity.
And it's not just for artistic people. This, anybody can use this, because we all have creativity that we express in different ways.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. And what are some of your favorite tools or practices from the book?
Well, the practice that I'm most known for, and it's also a great favorite of mine, is something called morning pages. And morning pages are three pages of longhand morning writing about whatever crosses your mind. And I find them very powerful. They are sort of the greased slide to becoming unstuck. They don't have anything to do with art. You write them, and it's, I forgot to buy kitty litter.
So whatever comes to mind is a stream of consciousness.
Yes. And I find that when you do morning pages, it's as if you're sending to the universe with a little telegraph spiritual kit, a radio kit, and you're saying, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, this is what I want more of, this is what I want less of. And as you notify the universe exactly and specifically where you're at, the universe is able to respond to you in a very specific way.
Right. I mean, that's the part of the law of attraction, is the more specific we are in what we like, the more specific we get.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I use morning pages, too. I've been doing it, the official, quote unquote, official morning pages for about 6 months. But in the past, I've also done journaling, which is basically the same thing. And what I have found to be very useful is that it really helps me work through things or issues that I wasn't even aware I necessarily had. Like a thought will pop into my head and I'll start writing about it. And frequently that leads me to some insight about that issue that was not accessible to me before.
Right. I think morning pages are a little bit different from journaling.
Okay.
When you journal, you typically set a topic. And you write, I'm going to write everything I feel about Michael.
Oh, okay.
And you set a topic and you write it out. With morning pages, Michael might come in for a quick mention. I'm mad at Michael. And then the next thought might be, I need to clean out my refrigerator.
Right, right.
So morning pages tend to make people feel like they have ADD. They jump topic to topic to topic.
Right.
And another thing that you're talking about here, I think, is that morning pages are what I would call a tough love friend. I had a woman say to me, Julia, I was perfectly happy drunk in the Outback, and then I started doing morning pages. And so this is what you were talking about, that she would do morning pages and they would say, you were drunk last night. And then the next day, you were drunk again last night.
Right.
And then the next day, maybe you have a drinking problem. And then the next day, maybe I should do something about my drinking problem. And so she did.
Yay.
And then she said to me, now I'm sober and a Hollywood screenwriter.
Wow. And I would just throw in there that obviously she wasn't happy and drunk in the Outback, or she never would have started doing morning pages.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, we like to think that we're okay, but deep down we know we're not.
Well, and I think that when you don't do morning pages, you use the phrase, I'm okay, all the time.
Oh.
When somebody says, how are you? You say, I'm okay.
Right.
When actually you may be many other things that are not so okay.
Yes. That's a good point, because okay is just such a catch-all of, it's like people say, you know, hi, how are you? And you say fine. I mean, it's just the stock answer, right? Doesn't mean anything.
Another tool which is valuable is a tool called the artist date. And this is something that is much harder to get people to do. It's an assigned once a week, go play.
Oh,
go
yeah.
Do something that's fun, that's pleasurable, that's interesting to
mm-hmm.
you. And what I find is people will, if I say to them, I have a tool that's hard work, people will say, I'll try it. And they'll start doing morning pages. But then if I say, now I want you to play, they balk.
Yes.
The truth is that creativity is born in play.
Yes, I agree.
And so we don't understand the phrase, the play of ideas. But again, if you talk about the radio kit, with morning pages you're sending, with artist dates you're receiving, you flick the dial over to hear what the higher power has to say back to you. And you begin to have hunches, inspirations, and synchronicity.
I like that. So I'm curious about, why do you think that people resist the play assignment?
I think it's because it's so intimate.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
It's a little bit as though we're afraid when we do something festive that we sort of intuitively know we're going to be hearing from our inner child.
Right.
And that child will be saying, I want you to do more of this. And we sort of run out of excuses to stop listening.
Right, right.
So there's a third tool, which is very simple, which is take a 20-minute walk.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find with the walking, and this is in week 12 of The Artist's Way, and it's when I wrote The Artist's Way, I didn't realize how important walking was.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I went on, I discovered it was very pivotal. So when you walk out with a problem, you often walk back in with a solution.
Yes, and I personally experience that. Walking is my form of exercise, but it's also my form, well, not only form, but a form of meditation for me, too. And I think that there's something about that physical activity coupled with, you know, being open for inspiration.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. Something that I've done that's a little bit of a twist on that, and I've been doing this off and on for several years, is, and I got it from someone who had a program on manifesting, and they call it power walking, which is you actually talk out loud while you're walking.
Uh-huh.
And as a counselor, I know that lots of times people just by telling me their problem find the solution to their problem without any input from me.
Right.
And I think it's kind of a similar thing where we're engaging a different part of our brain when we talk out loud.
Well, I think that the three tools of morning pages, artist dates, and walking are enough to unstick anyone.
So if you can do those things, and one of them is just a weekly thing, it's not even a daily thing, then you're going to be making progress in your life. Well, yeah, that really seems like not that much. I mean, or not that, I don't even know what the right word is. It's a commitment to do it, but
right.
It's not like you have to spend hours a day doing whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And I think that that's really very helpful. And we're getting ready to wind down the interview now. And before we do, I want to make sure that people know where to find you. So can you give your contact information again, Julia?
Yes, you should go to juliacameronlive.com. And that will get you in touch with forums. You can ask questions. You can get an online video course. It's a fairly complete website.
So lots of resources and lots of ways to get unstuck and start moving forward.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's really been a fun conversation. I've really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Great. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share a beautiful story about my experience with a blue heron last week and give you some information about finding and calling upon animal totems. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. I help you see the blueprint of your life, what your life purpose is, when the times of prosperity are, and how to navigate through the challenges. You feel in control and inspired to live the life you want to live. Come experience an aha moment with me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with Julia Cameron, author of The Artist's Way, and you can find more information about Julia at juliacameronlive.com. Some other ways to get more help with moving forward in life and getting unstuck, you can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show. On Twitter, my handle is Laura Longley Show, S-H-O. That's Laura Longley, S-H-O, and always at my website, thelauralongleyshow.com. We've had lots of insightful guests on the show, and you can listen to archives at thelauralongleyshow.com. And if you're interested in getting written transcripts, you can sign up for the weekly newsletter. You can find the place to sign up for the newsletter at thelauralongleyshow.com in the right sidebar at the top of the page. Well, at the beginning of the show, I told you I was going to share with you a story about me and a blue heron that happened last week. And just briefly, most of you know that my totem has been the blue heron, and the name of this show to begin with was Blue Heron Wisdom. And so the blue heron has a lot of meaning for me, and that came into the forefront for me in January last year, so about a year and a half ago. And last week, I was taking a walk down at the locks here in Seattle, which they have blue herons that nest there. And I didn't go there in particular to see a blue heron, but, you know, you just never know if you might when you're there. And when I got there, the tide was out really far. It was the farthest I've seen it out since I've been taking walks down there at the locks. And once before, when I had seen the tide out a ways, I had seen a blue heron standing where the water comes down the spillway on the side on the rocks, getting fish out of that water. And so I thought, well, maybe there'll be that one there today. And sure enough, I walked up there and I could see there was a blue heron standing down there. And so it's, you know, I'm standing up above, and I mean, not very good with distances, but I would guess that it was probably maybe 20 feet down below where he was. And then he was up a little bit ways, so he wasn't directly below me. And so I was watching him, and he was really kind of just standing there. Maybe there wasn't any fish in the water, but he wasn't dipping his beak in like the one I'd seen there before. And so I was just standing there watching him and enjoying watching him. And I noticed how patient he was. And so I was thinking about, okay, that is a skill that I need to work on. And I'm quite aware I need to work on is my patience. So let me call on him to help me with my patience. And then he started moving towards me. So he started walking slowly down the rocks until he was standing directly below me. And I remembered Martha Beck's book. And for those of you who heard the interview, she was on April 1st, I think, the beginning of April, with her new book, Finding Your Way in a Wild New World. And one of the things she talks about in there is animal communication. And she talks a little bit about how to do it. And it's always fascinated me. I feel really connected to animals. And I thought, I wonder if he knew that I was connecting with him when I was connecting with him on his patients, that he felt drawn to me. So then he's standing right below me. And, you know, I'm enjoying just to and he's looking at me. I could see that, you know, he turns his head to the side because their eyes are on one side, you know, one eye on each side of the head, so that he could see me standing above him. And in my head, I'm going, okay, am I just making this up or is he really looking at me? But I decided he was really looking at me, and we stood there for a few minutes. And then I decided, okay, I think that I'm ready to go now. But it felt weird to just walk away like I was abandoning him or something when we had created this connection. So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, you can fly away now. And it 2 minutes later, he flew away. And so I know that really we were connected in the way that Martha talks about in her book of how we can communicate with animals, because it's nonverbal. And I know he didn't understand my words in my head, you can fly away now, but it was like an image of him flying away. And it just was so exciting to me to have that experience of I really can connect with something other than a human being in this way. So that was really fun and exciting to me. And that's why I wanted to share it with you. And it also brought up that I wanted to share a little bit of information with you about totem animals as it is. So for me, the blue heron, I really identified with throughout all of 2012. It first came to me in January of 2012. And towards the beginning of 2013, I felt it was time to let go of it. And that came from the suggestion that I change the name of the radio show from Blue Heron Wisdom to the Laura Longley Show. And I had to get really clear about, am I okay with that? Because Blue Heron was so meaningful to me. And I really did come to a place where I felt like, okay, I think that that served me for the past year. And now it's time to move to something different. Although obviously it still has meaning for me. And by the way, the Blue Heron is about self-determination, finding your path and walking that path and not being pulled off by external factors. So for you, if you want to start figuring out what might be an animal totem for you, you can pay attention to what animals are showing up in your life. And these can even be insects. Shortly before the blue herons started showing up in my life, I had ladybug in my kitchen. And that means happiness, love, and good luck. So it can even be an insect. And then look up the meaning on the internet. It's really easy to look for totem animal meanings on the internet and find out what the meaning of that animal is that keeps showing up in your life. And then figure out, what is the message for me? Because there is a message for you around the meaning of that animal. And then as time goes by, if you call on that animal as your totem, you can ask for insight and guidance and help from that animal, especially around what the animal's strength is. So like the blue heron is about walking your path and not getting distracted by what other people think you should do. So whenever I feel pulled in a direction that doesn't feel right to me, I can call on the blue heron to help me stay the course. Just a couple of announcements. I want to remind you that you can sign up for my radio show newsletter at thelauralongleyshow.com. And also, you can like my new Facebook page, The Laura Longley Show. I'd love for you to email me with guest suggestions for the show at laura@thelauralongleyshow.com. And a quick reminder that next Tuesday, not tomorrow, but next week on Tuesday, June 11th, I'll be on Dr. Pat's show at 10 a.m. and I'll be doing tarot readings for callers. And that's 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And there's an 800 number, so you can call in to get the readings from anywhere. I want to thank my guest today, Julia Cameron, for sharing such wonderful information on how to manage anxiety, whether flying or in other areas of life. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to The Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and on the first and fifth Monday of each month at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific on The Laura Longley Show, I'll be talking with Transformation Talk Radio host Michelle Bond about nutrition, what's true and what's a myth. With all the GMO talk recently, this is information you need. So tune in tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.